The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There is a serious smear campaign being run right now by foreign bots and grifters, and Ben Shapiro finally is shooting back, and he's not pulling any punches. We show all of it today. We also show Ben Shapiro's hilarious Valentine's video directly roasting Candace Owens, and stick around at the end of the show because Hillary Clinton gets humiliated on live TV by European conservatives for having Trump derangement syndrome. So this is, without a doubt, my favorite video of the year so far, and it's not even close. Ben Shapiro sent Candace Owens a Valentine's video in response to a video that she had made about him, in which she suggested he wanted to use the hard R when describing her.
Just get it off your chest, Ben. Just hard R it. That's what you're feeling right now.
So Ben Shapiro obliged and went for the hard R.
I have a very special message today. This one goes out to Candace Owens. I know that you felt very hurt, Candace, that I made a few lighthearted jests about your inability to pronounce basic English and also German words. So hurt that you said I wanted to use the hard R. Candace, I was wrong. Anyone can make a mistake. But I'd bet Brigitte Macron's balls that eventually you will be able to pronounce words like
Blitzkrieg, Macabre, the architecture, posthumously, compartmentalize, kerfluffle.
Oh, but you were right about one thing. I did want to use the hard R. You are retarded.
It's good. It's very good. This is part of a longer Valentine's video. They released it on Daily Wire Plus. Didn't want to show it out of respect to them since it is behind their paywall, but this is the proper response to people like Candace Owens. I've said this many times on the show. If you're going to grift off of your audience, off of a widow, off of the world, you get roasted. It's that simple. I don't like to mock random people. I'm never going to do that. I don't even like to mock people I disagree with on politics. We can do that. But it's very simple. If you are the kind of person Candace Owens is, all gloves are off. And Ben Shapiro went in on other people as well this past week. Since the conservative civil war began, there have been some fringe opportunists that have realized that they are up against some very formidable forces. If you look at the conservative movement, it is ruled by MAGA, no question about it. Donald Trump is the head of the conservative movement as we know it. That could change, obviously, because he's not going to be the president of the United States soon. And so these opportunists are looking at this and they're thinking it could be wide open. But the people that they're up against is Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, Dan Bongino, etc. And they're thinking, it might not be as easy as I thought it was. And because these people, Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, all of those, are so much smarter than these new fringe actors, and they know it, the only real solution for them to try to get up on top is to just fully lie about them. In a very mainstream media sort of way, they have to just come up with propaganda. So the latest lie that they have come up with is that Ben Shapiro covered for Epstein. You're seeing it all over the internet right now. Never mind, by the way, there's zero evidence for this. And the actual facts of the matter is that we have tapes of Nick Fuentes praising Epstein, and we have documents and photos of Steve Bannon working with Epstein. So the fringe actors, like the ones I just named, there actually is a lot of evidence that they're tied to Epstein. There is zero evidence that Ben Shapiro has anything to do with that. But they want to distract you from those facts and act like it's Ben Shapiro who worked with Epstein. So here's what I'm talking about, just to give you an idea. This is from Liz Crokin, horrible ex account. She says, Ben Shapiro has actively covered up for these pedophiles for literally almost 10 years now. Ben and his company have lied about Pizzagate, and I have the receipts to prove it. And if you haven't figured it out yet, Epstein is Pizzagate. She says she has receipts. She shows nothing. Another tweet. This is from Dissensor News, a horrible account as well. Flashback. The Epstein files don't exist, according to Ben Shapiro. He wasn't trafficking underage girls to powerful men. It's a conspiracy theory, speculation without supporting evidence. It's debunked. There's nothing there. And they're saying that Ben Shapiro has said this. Full-blown lies. Ben calls him out on his Valentine's Day show as well. Take a look.
I've been steadily criticized by mouth breathers and internet gotcha dorks, excited to tell me I'm now owned for saying there is no Epstein list. So here I am, ready to finally admit it and tell them exactly what they want to hear. I'm still right. There isn't a big list in the Epstein files of people. There are names in the Epstein files. Clearly, Epstein files exist. We've all known this. My argument was never that Jeffrey Epstein was a good dude. The man had an island of horror. I've loudly called for the files to be released for well over a year. I've been critical of the way the entire situation has been handled since literally the first day. I saw better preparation at Firefest. My argument has always been and always will be, there is no actual list, like on a piece of paper or a black book of clients. He's not Heidi Fleiss. There are now billions of pages of emails and investigative reports and even a photo of Winnie the Pooh. I heard he turned Piglet into jerky. So I think every single sexual predator and child that involved themselves in the business and personal life of Jeffrey Epstein should be prosecuted. Absolutely. Maybe even twice. And executed if possible. But do I think the answers will ever be so clear-cut and decipherable that the world's most adamant conspiracy theorists will be satisfied? No.
And this has been his argument from the very beginning, but they know that already. The reporting on the truth is not what they do. What they're trying to do, their whole business model, is based on stirring up hate, turning people against each other so that they can grift off of it, and then taking advantage of, hopefully, some sort of future power vacuum that could happen in the GOP or in media. Another one of the lies is that Ben Shapiro doesn't care about the Epstein files. Also a lie. Here's a tweet. This is from a very large account, Dr. Simon Gottick. Horrible person. I just gotta call it what it is. He says, Ben Shapiro said that the Epstein files rank close to zero in American priorities. It's revealing how exposing elite pedophile networks, the assassination of sitting U.S. presidents, and the USS Liberty incident are always a, quote, low priority to Zionist Jews in America. Of course, that's not what he said. Again, he knows that's a lie, but he gets the engagement and money from it, so he does it anyway. And Ben addresses this very point as well.
However, when President Trump speaks for the American people more generally, and he says, guys, don't we have better things to do? You can understand his irritation. The man is trying to negotiate an end to a war in the Gaza Strip. He's trying to negotiate an end to a war in Ukraine. He's attempting to revivify the American economy. He's attempting to crack down on illegal immigration. On a list of American priorities by the polls, the Epstein-Maxwell case comes in pretty close to zero. Just on a list of priorities.
Yes, as it turns out, the soccer mom cares more about what the groceries cost than about the Epstein list from 10 years ago. Again, you can make the argument that she's wrong, but don't make the argument that the polls are something that they're not. If you look at the polls, the American people agree that is not their top priority. If you don't like it, go convince the American people that they're wrong. Ben Shapiro is not trying to do that. All he's doing is just reporting what the polls say. But of course, again, these people already know about this. So why am I talking about these people? Because I think actual conservatives need to stick up for each other. We really have to do that. We got to call out the bad actors. And there are some people on the right, especially in the commentariat, who are just silent on it. They're the Switzerland of today. And it's very annoying, and I think it's wrong. I think that we should, again, defend those who are actually doing good and call out those who are intentionally misleading Americans for their personal gain. It's that simple. And unfortunately, I think it's happening on the right more than the left right now. But even if it's happening on both, as a member of the right, don't you want to keep your side stronger? If the left wants to go cannibalize themselves, let them do it. But if you actually love your side and you want them to win, you call out the bad behavior. And I've said it a million times, these people are no different than the mainstream media. They are the same. All conservatives can agree. This is something we've come together on. The mainstream media sucks. It's been a huge, huge adversary of ours for a long time. We all understand this. But what a lot of people do not understand is that these fringe actors are the same. There are two ways to make money in media. Only two. You can create a good product that people genuinely love. You can make money from that. Or you can create something that turns people against each other and drives engagement. You can make a lot of money from that as well. The first one is the virtuous path, but it's way harder in my opinion. And so most people choose the grifting path, and that's why the fringe right has no soul and it lies just like MSNBC. It is tax season, guys, and usually taxes can suck. It takes a lot of time. Sometimes it even takes a lot of money if you go with a tax firm. But my partner, Quick Tax America, makes it so much easier, and they're doing federal tax returns this year for only $76. No matter how complicated your taxes are, only $76 per federal tax return, and they do all the work for you. All you got to do is upload your files, answer a 15-minute questionnaire, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional to ensure that they get you every deduction, every credit possible. Last year, they got their average returner over $3,000 back because they hate the IRS as much as you do. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com. Hillary Clinton was invited to a global summit in Munich. And instead of talking about making America a great place, she, of course, talked about how much she hates Donald Trump. And the Czech deputy prime minister, who is going viral right now, called her out in front of everyone. Take a look.
Peter, do you agree that the Trump administration's actions on Ukraine have produced a rift in the West?
Well, first, I think you really don't like him.
You know, that is absolutely true. But I really, not only do I not like him, I don't like him because of what he's doing to the United States and the world. And I think you should take a hard look at it if you think that there is something good that will come out of it.
Well,
Peter.
What I think Trump is doing in America, I think it is reaction for something that, for some policies that really went too far. Too far from the regular people,
like
too,
what?
Too far
examples.
From reality. So, you know, we saw the cancel culture. That's the, we saw the woke revolution. I don't agree with the gender revolution, the climate alarmism.
Which gender? Women having their rights?
Peter, go on.
I think there are two genders. So, but some of think that there is more than one or more than two. Sorry, more than two gender. I think there is male and female, and the rest probably is a social construct. So this is something that went too far.
But does that justify selling out the people of Ukraine who are on the front lines dying to save their freedom and their two genders? Okay. If that's what you're worried about?
Can I please finish my points? I'm sorry that it makes you nervous. I'm really sorry for
it
that.
It makes me nervous. It makes me
I have to say one more thing. You said that Ukraine fights for our future and for our freedom. I think first Ukraine fights for Ukraine's future.
So that is Petr Machinka from the Czech Republic. And before we get back to humiliating Hillary Clinton, because there's plenty more where that came from, I got to share, most people do not realize how conservative Central Europe is. Poland, great place, great ally for the United States. The Czech Republic, a paradise, guys, a paradise. My wife was a missionary there. She speaks Czech, so we've spent a lot of time there. I'm actually going to be there in a couple months. Great place, really conservative. Very conservative. If you look at the parliament, just to give you an idea, in the Czech Republic, this is how it's made up right now. The government is a conservative populist one, much like the, frankly, Republican Party is right now. 108 seats to 92 on the liberal side, but even then it says liberal moderate. Some of the parties in the opposition are still technically conservative parties. So even like, I mean, the Democrat Party, if it was in the Czech Republic, would only hold like 20 of these seats. They'd be run out of the government because they're that radical. So these are fantastic allies for America to have. And the reason this guy brings up the gender ideology thing to Hillary Clinton in the first place is because she brought it up at the conference. She spoke at one point with the only trans congressman that we have in Congress. And then she has the audacity to ask Petr why he's bringing it up. Here is Hillary Clinton with the congressman talking about gender ideology.
That we are facing, as you mentioned, a well-organized, well-funded, right-wing, regressive movement. And they really have placed trans people at the center of that effort. But we should be clear that the consequences of this anti-trans effort, not only out of proximity, but out of intentionality, will include consequences for women of all backgrounds.
So these people are complete hypocrites, obviously, and it doesn't stop at gender ideology. Hillary Clinton brought up the deportations in America and openly lied about her and Obama's stats when it comes to their work on the deportations. Take a look.
More people were deported under my husband and Barack Obama without killing American citizens and without putting children into detention camps than were in the first Trump term or this first year of Trump's second term.
So it seems the DNC has sent out the call to all liberal commentators and politicians to talk about this because it is everywhere and it's false. These data that they're trying to share, not true. The only reason the deportation numbers were higher under Obama and Clinton is because they are counting border turnaways as deportations. People who come to the border, the people say, hey, no, you can't come in. They're saying that was a deportation. And Trump doesn't have many of those because everyone knows if they show up, they'll get turned around. Under Clinton, under Obama, obviously under Biden, people knew, hey, if we show up and, you know, try to claim asylum, good chance we get in. Some didn't, some did. And so a lot of people got turned around. That was a deportation. No one thinks they can get in with Trump, and they're right. Trump hasn't let anyone in the last 10 months. So these numbers are completely fabricated. As to her claims about people dead in ICE detainment, those numbers are wrong as well. Here are the numbers on those. ICE custody deaths in the first year of Obama, 14. No one talks about this. Everyone wants to pretend like everything was kumbaya with Obama and deportations. 14 people died in custody. Trump, in his first year, had 32 died. So more, but not that much more than what Obama had. If you look at the detention population, Obama had about 30,000 people on average. Trump has 68,000. So the amount of people who have died in ICE, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but in those detention centers is proportionate to the amount of people who are in them. So essentially the numbers are the same. And 72 total people died under Obama's 8 years. So Trump is on track to do more than that. Right now, I'm not denying that, and I think that ICE needs to be very careful because this is a PR problem for them. But maybe that number has more to do with the way Democrats are telling people to go attack ICE and less to do with how ICE would behave normally. We are in a very different situation than when Obama or Clinton was trying to detain people. Maybe less people died under Obama's administration because Republicans weren't openly telling Hispanics to attack ICE agents. Just my crazy thing. I'm just putting it out there. Republican governors in that time, and the mayors as well, just complied with ICE agents because they're not raging leftist lunatics. The left is a cult, guys. They do actually culty stuff, and I talk about some crazy stories that I think you'll be interested in reading about in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. It's on Amazon. You can get it ordered directly to your door. Also makes it a fantastic gift. So go check it out right now on Amazon. I'll put the link in the description below.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.